again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Monday, July 28th. The Buccaneers believe they have a Derek Brooks type of player to man the all-important weak side linebacker position in their cover two defense. And now what they need to find out is if they have a Hardy Nickerson or Shelton Quarles type to play the mic. That man may be Mason Foster, but one thing he has to prove is that he can excel in the coverage responsibilities of the mic linebacker in a cover two defense. We talked to Mason about that yesterday after he had a big pick in practice.
Yeah, man, just try to improve my game, you know, each and every year. Been blessed, you know, to be in this league, going on my fourth year. But just try to get better each and every day. And I feel like, you know, coverage is something you can definitely get better at. And the league is changing, you know, throwing the ball a lot of quick players, so a lot of open space. So I've been working on it all season. I feel like I'm getting better, you know, and showing. And it's always tough the first day of pads, you know what I mean, after running around in your underwear for so long. But we got a great group of guys, and, you know, we went out there and compete at a high level, and it was a good day, man. It was hot, but
seems like the defense kind of set a tone today. You know, I mean, you can't tackle each other, but you're studs.
Yeah, you know, guys was out there playing aggressive, you know, getting downhill, and just, you know, trying to start off the camp on a high note. You know, I mean, everybody hustling to the ball, and you know, we're going to make the corrections, but it's good to see people compete at a high level and fly around like that.
As for Foster's coverage abilities, he did have three interceptions last year, including two that he returned for a touchdown. Personally, I think this new cover two defense could be perfect to unlock his capabilities. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. The Buccaneers actually get a day off tomorrow, and the next open practice is on Thursday, but we'll be here all along to bring you coverage from the practice field.